Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Oh, what the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. We're recording a wee bit later than usual. Right now, it's fucking 8 o'clock at night because there's been a busy day. Do you know what I'm saying? Liverpool! You know, let's get rid of this up top. I'm going to be in Liverpool next week and I think the venue holds about 200. I think the tickets are well over 100 now. So let's get the fuck on it. No one from Liverpool is from Liverpool. You're all from fucking Belfast. So let's get out there. You know what I'm saying? Let's get out and about. Get to the gigs. This is a weird fucking angle today. It's doing my tits in. Yeah, and the night after, we're in Manchester. So we're playing Hot Water Comedy Club. You know what I mean? You see all those clips on the internet. Fucking, all right, mate, what's your fucking name? You know what I mean? That'll be me next Monday night. All right, you cunt. What's your fucking name? That'll be me. Do you know what I mean? I'll have a hilarious story up my sleeve. And then the next night we're in Manchester, Frog and Bucket, and I'll be there and I'll be like, all right, mate, what's the fuck? And someone will be like, it's a different accent. And I'll be like, it's all the same to me. Do you know what I mean? The same way people go like, oh, where are you from, Belfast? And they're like, oh, fucking potato. And you're like, ah, good one, mate. Fucking good one. You fucking wouldn't need me here if it wasn't for fucking potatoes. Know what I mean? Fuck a Pope on the A-R-A. We'll get to that later. Anyway, get to Liverpool and I looked at the word Lavery, said Lavery. Go to Liverpool, Manchester gigs, 14th, 15th. Then I'm home for Lavery's, you know what I mean? Squirt, squirteth. And I think that's Tom the Bear O'Mahony, if I do believe, if my memory serves me correctly. I'll put a poster up. 16th and then 17th, I'm in Antrim and then 18th, I'm in the Braid Theatre. Antrim sold out. Braid Theatre is about 360 texies, okay? And it only holds 400. Now, I say it only holds 400. Do you know who sells 400? Katie and fucking me. And that's it. So get yourself a ticket and I'll see you in the Braid. And I'll probably be all like, oh, I'm in fucking Ballymena, hey. And that's probably not even the accent, but so fuck. You know what I mean? All the same to me. Is there racial things happening in all directions? There most certainly is. Do you know what I'm saying? I'll play this fucking intro and drink this whole fucking 7-Up dad bullshit.
The General Banter Podcast with Paul and Jettis.
Right about you, man. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Paul and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Great stuff. Now, you have joined me on a day where I've decided to wear, once again, grey on grey. This is, I believe, someone Red Wings or something. It's a team that play hockey in somewhere. I don't know. I was in TK Maxx one day and I went, listen, $17.99 for that? I'll fucking take it, bro. So I don't know what the fuck that is. Let's get off to a good start here. I don't know where I left off with last week's podcast. I think if I did a podcast on Tuesday, that means I went down to, did I do it Tuesday? Yeah, that means I hadn't been to Dublin yet. I think I went to Dublin on the Wednesday. I did, because I missed Lavery's, and I took Aaron McCann with me. And once again, I don't know what's going on this year, but, you know, I just want to say a big thanks to, first of all, God, and then second of all, to just all the people who come out in Dublin, because last year, and it was less than a year ago, I went to Dublin. It was November. I was just back from LA. I basically had the Aer Lingus flu, which is like where the service is so bad on the plane that you get off the plane and you've got a cold. And literally, that's where the woman, you know, I was standing in the little gangway bit, if that's even a word, where like the fucking tea is made, and stretching my legs. And the woman went, "Sorry, could you take your seat, please?" And I thought it was for safety reasons. And she went, "I'm just doing a crossword." And I went, "Oh, you're doing a crossword? Get me some fucking peanuts, Deirdre." You know what I mean? Christ. But yeah, and I did the gig upstairs in Whelan's, which is a little tiny room, and there was fucking nobody at it. I'll tell a lie, you know, that's an insult to the people who did come out. There was probably like 50 people at it, little tiny room. And less than a year later, went back down, did Whelan's. Someone thought it'd be a good idea to book the big room, did the big room. And you see, here's what happens. You see a capacity on a sales report and you go, right, that says 280. And you're like, fuck, I've only sold like, you know, like 3 weeks out, and you're like, I've only sold 52 tickets. And then you start promoting it, and then the tickets start to go up. And then on approaching the gig, it's like, right, you've sold like 130 or something like that. And then you get down to the gig, and there's people walk up to the gig and everything. And then you end up selling like 150, 60. Okay. Now, if the venue says 280, that means if there's a rock band playing, they can get 280 people in it. But when it's comedy, it was absolutely stuffed. There's seats. All the fucking seats are filled. Everyone's up the side. You know, there is room for more people, but they're way but down the back, beside the bar where you can't even see the fucking stage hardly. So I went down to Dublin and played a fucking gig that felt like I was in the goddamn limelight in Belfast. It was fucking nuts. Packed. Packed, bro. Armadon killed. Armadon hopefully killed. You know what I mean? Did some jokes. You know, it was good. It was fucking good, man. You know? Went the whole way down there, you know, we're all fucking hungry and shit. And luckily there's this place across the road, this real fucking hipster, I don't really know what you would call it, like a fucking... By the way, I basically had the cold from Glasgow, you know, as soon as I landed in Glasgow, I was like, all right, I've got, someone's put a cock in my throat. And then the whole time trying to fight that back on the way to Dublin. And then we got down there, and across the road, there's like this market sort of fucking Whole Foods-y type vibe with all these salad bars. And we went in and fucking cleaned out the salad bar, which is, now, that sounds good. You know, the fucking soda boys have turned a page. The Smash Bros went to Dublin, got a beetroot salad. You know what I'm saying? Got a fucking chicken breast. I mean, it was full of meat. Like it was like a barbecue in a fucking tub, in all honesty. And then we went up, we had that, we're chilling out backstage, it's freezing, it's rock and roll, we shot like 44 times, I'm convinced Lemsips make you dump, and we're chilling, went on, finished the gig, did a good gig, ate healthy, well hydrated, pissing every 10 minutes, and then we just went across the street and had a burger, do you know what I mean? And Aaron being Aaron, couldn't get a burger. You know, maybe do the, you know, the fucking weight or the fucking Slimming World type thing where you're like, let me maximize my food choices. You know, I'll get a burger. I'll not get bacon on it. By the way, I used to be Mr. fucking Man versus Fat Bastard. And now I'm like, is there actually any need for bacon on a burger? I've never had a burger where I was like, Christ, that bacon really adds to that. I would nearly get it on the side. But can you imagine, how fat bastard does that seem if you were in like Five Guys and you were like, hi, can I get the double cheeseburger and can I get the bacon on the side? They'd be like, if it's in it, somehow not fat. Outside of it, on the side, somehow fat. Of course, Army and Iron gets that. You know, watching him eat is like watching, you know, an angry pig go at it. And he also got two milkshakes, fully unnecessary. Ate those, long day. Recovering from the cold, ate a salad, ate a burger, ate a fucking milkshake. Then we'll get in the car, you know, paid fucking whatever it was, £290,000 for parking. And then he's like, oh, fuck, I'm wild tired, sir. And then his big head started wobbling about. And we just drove back from Dublin in silence. And in all honesty, how the fuck did his head not snap off? Do you know what I mean? Because it's literally like fucking, it'd be like the strain. He must wake up every day just like, oh, fuck, do I have whiplash? And they're like, nah, bro, you just had a nap for a couple of seconds. fuck's sake. But shout out to everyone who came up to Dublin. It was class, man. It was fucking class. And I think Lavery's went well. Danny O'Brien, he's from Dublin. He was fucking up in Belfast and we were down there. So I think they did well. You know what I mean? Dave Elliott, Mickey Bartlett, I think it went well. And it's all good. It's all good. The tour's going crazy. Gigs are selling out left, right and centre. The billboards went up for the Odyssey. It's fucking starting to really pick up. And soon it'll be, I mean, it is the countdown. You know, it's a fucking arena. There's probably less than 1,000 tickets left. It's getting to the point where, like, there'll be another push. Then there'll be another push. And then it'll be like, all right, guys, final call. There's about 200 tickets left. And they'll go. And then we'll just be squirting hot ribbons in the air. And the amount of tour shows I have going up, bro, see by the time I hit the Odyssey. Have your knickers off. Waiting. Is all I'm saying.
My message is that we'll be watching you.
This is our world. I should be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet, you are to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams, my childhood, with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are the beginning of a mass extinction. No, it's talking about.
And that is a Swedish death metal remix of our girl Greta Thunberg. What is Swedish death metal? You know, you're playing a fucking 9-string guitar while you're like assembling a fucking chest of drawers, boy. Eating a fucking reindeer hot dog. See, if you eat food in IKEA, throw yourself in a meat grinder, you know? People have a day out, like, people are like, let's go to IKEA and we'll get a fucking, there was a machine that did hot dogs one time and someone's like, oh, I got you this. And it was honestly monkey cockskin in a fucking bap. And I was like, fuck it. It was like a sausage made of fucking eyeballs. That's what it tasted like in my mouth. Ugh. Let me see if I can get some Swedish death metal. Here we go. Fucking death metal, like, relax. Hold on, is that Hugh Grant pretending to be a bad bastard? Is this Swedish death metal? Oh, and I hit next. Fucking cock. Cock blaster.
Not getting monetized!
Once again, I talked about this with a happy hardcore. Where does that fit in your life? Do you know what I mean? You come out, you know, you make yourself a fucking slice of toast and a cup of tea. And you're like, all right, I'm on my way to work. Here, Gene. He's like, okay, bye. And you get in the car, clunk, you get in the fucking, you know, Ford Escort. And then it's just like, let me put the radio on here. Shh. And you're like, what does that do for you? You know what I mean? Yeah. Did the door say you'd be going through a right load of strapsels, would you? Huh?
The money, the fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
How dare you? My name is Stephen Merchant.
Right, less of the old, less of the old fucking global warming. Be great. Fair play. I mean, if she's 16, that's the problem I have. I've said this before. I don't know what it is. I don't know who's got their hand up her hole. Worst phrasing of all time. But you know what I mean. Is it Bono? Hello, hello. You know, no one thinks. Like, if I was 16 and I was on that stage and I was getting upset about shit, it wouldn't be global warming. Do you know what I mean? I'd be like, Limp Bizkit are the best fucking band in the world. That's a fact. And then I look back at my notes. 8 Mile is by far the best movie I've ever seen. Fuck you, Mum, for ironing my luminous yellow Dayglo diesel t-shirt that I was gonna wear to a fucking Energy 106 rave. Fuck to the girl who fucking went with me at a disco and then went like this. Fuck her.
That never happened to me. I heard that on Aaron's podcast. You know, the shit I would be saying,
where the fuck is the chain that I wear on my jeans at home, a wallet that has fucking no money in it and a bus ticket? How dare you? Hey, fuck, how dare you? Bastard.
What other 16-year-old shit?
Who the fuck fucking got muck on my Adidas Superstars? Fuck's sake. That's the fucking third time this week that I've fucking had a baby wipe my Dunlop green flashes.
You know what I mean?
Who the fuck used the rest of my fucking red docks?
Do you know what I mean? I mean, this is in the days when I could make hair jokes. So, you know, it was fucking millennia ago. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there must be one of these, like, the truth behind, my legs are sweating, behind Greta. By the way, I saw a video earlier, and I've seen a clip from this video, and it's just like, it's this, you know, let's face it, you know, the dude's fucking learning difficulty, and his head's weird shape. But I'd seen a clip from that where it was him just going, that's my holiday ruined. That's my fucking holiday ruined now. And, let me see this. What's this? Oh, yeah. But then I later found out it was from one of those, like, fucking, you know, these fucking, fuck's sake, one of these pedo hunter websites where they literally find this guy who was, like, fucking turn up to bang a 13-year-old, and he's obviously, you know, he's not mentally all there, let's face it, the head shape alone would give it away, but, yeah, and he's just like, I can't believe I've done this, and they're like, yeah, you just have to face up to it, you're probably gonna go to jail,
oh, I'm probably gonna commit suicide now, because I said that,
and they're like, what were you gonna do?
I wasn't gonna do anything, I was sending pictures of my penis, and then I thought I would just meet him and go to the park. My fucking holiday's ruined.
I would be raging about that. You know what I mean? I've had holidays ruined. You know what I mean? Like, I love that when you're like, you know, we went to go on holiday to Portugal one time. And I mean, the weather was fucking hectic. Like, the car would barely stay on the fucking road. You know what I mean? And you get to the gate and they're like, I'm afraid the flight's not going. And you're like, and people are like, for fuck's sake and all. That's my holiday ruining. Can I not go to fucking Portugal? And literally there's like, you know, there'll be fucking golf buggy things at the airport rolling down the fucking runway.
Fuck's sake, I want my money back. And just, can you not just put it in the air? Put it in the air, sure, see what the fuck happens. Step it up a fuck. Know what I mean?
Incredible. What am I looking for here? Was I trying to look for something? Nah, I was trying to look for that pedo guy, but, you know, I don't know if it's worth it. Explained the rise of Greta. Here we go. This is Sky News. Here we go. Not monetized. Stealing other people's property. Yeah. Hashtag climate strike. Strike that climate.
My name is Greta Thunberg.
Isn't it funny how, like, you know, someone can have a name like, oh, it's Greta Thunberg, and then she says it in, like, in her fucking, where's she from? IKEA as well. And she's like, Greta Thunberg. There's a load of those. I watched that fucking, what do you call it? That CrossFit documentary. And the girl is like, everyone's like, there's Catherine David's daughter. And then she says, it's like, and you're like, see what happens when there's no fucking daylight for half the year in that fucking dump? Jesus Christ.
This Swedish teenager is being credited with igniting a climate revolution. First off, let's take a look at her credentials. Greta Thunberg first heard about climate change when she...
Let's take a look at her credentials. 11 plus. And maybe key stage threes. And a half a GCSE. And that's about it.
She's just 8 years old. Soon she'd convinced her family to go vegan and to give up flying. She says that that gave her hope that she could make a difference. Greta's Friday for Future protests began in August 2018, and she sat outside the Swedish Parliament on her own every Friday. She'd been inspired by the March for Our Lives protests, where American students led an historic march for gun control.
Many of you appear concerned that we are wasting valuable lesson time, but I assure you, we will go back to school the moment you start listening to the science.
Friday for Future is now a global movement involving hundreds of thousands of people taking to the streets.
What do we want? Climate action! We want it now!
Greta has laid into some of the world's most powerful people.
Well, here, you fist bump Obama. Game over.
You lied to us. You gave us false hope.
And she practices what she preaches.
Greta has travelled a great distance on a train from Sweden.
But she says she's just a normal girl who misses her sister and her dogs. And she didn't start the climate revolution. She arrived at a time when it was looking for a hero. There have been climate activists for decades, but something has changed. Young protesters are getting more and more attention. Here's why. First, so...
You don't have to do anything after you've listened to them.
Media platforms have become activist recruiting grounds. Greta's generation are known for being more socially aware, so they're already primed to get on board. And it has become much easier to be a young climate activist.
Sea levels are rising, and so are we.
The second reason is their message, and it's a scary one.
You told us that the future was something to look forward to. Most children are not even aware of the fate that awaits us.
Young activists...
They will be burning in hell! On my 21st birthday, we will take a whale and push it into a fucking open volcano. And it will be full of plastic and it will burn the sky.
Tapped into people's fear for their own lives. Much more attention-grabbing than how bad climate change will be for the planet. And the third reason is their age.
Mother Nature is crying.
It's harder to ignore school children than older, more...
My holiday's ruined!
...local protesters. The image of hundreds of thousands of kids coming together is a positive one. And
you know that fucking pedo was going to take that 13-year-old, you know, probably on a flight, and she's like, the flights are now illegal. And he's like, that's my holiday ruined! I was going to take this 13-year-old to fucking Fungarola. And no doubt, Fungarola. Holiday ruined! I swear to God, I'm not even smart enough to comment on anything that she's saying. Because I mean... fuck's sake. Like, I should look into it, but I don't know.
The fact is, you're still meeting a child.
A child.
Yeah, and I apologise for that.
There's no point.
Listen. It's only a little drop of paedophilia. I'm not a fucking animal.
You know, my head is enlarged. And I'll tell you something, it ain't brains. It is not brains.
Jason, you've dropped yourself right in it.
Yeah, I've dropped myself right in it. I wished I didn't come now.
Well, I wished I didn't come. I was coming here to meet a 13-year-old for a bit of rumpy-pumpy. And I'll tell you something, now police are involved and I'm probably going to... get myself in prison. I wish I hadn't come.
I wish you never ever spoke to him in the first place. You would have never met us lot.
But I'm not.
Welcome to your taxi.
Hmm?
Welcome to your taxi.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
It's been a pleasure. An absolute pleasure.
Yeah.
No, you stay where you
no,
are.
No, thanks for this. My holiday.
Hang on a moment.
Your holiday.
The pause.
No, you stay where you are.
Thanks for this. Ruined my holiday.
I mean, look at the title. That's no thanks for this. Ruined my holiday. Full video. Bald nonce. But... see, I need more guests in this podcast. What has it become?
No, but the things you were saying to her are harmful to her.
Yeah, I know, and I didn't mean to.
I didn't mean to type out all those dirty messages with pictures of my penis. I simply opened an app, dropped my phone.
And okay. You know you asked these girls for pictures. Have you received...
I don't know what's going on, but no doubt, probably, you know, a priest was like, well, would you look at this little retarded one? He's not going to say much if I fucking put one in his fucking face. I dare say this guy isn't fucking, you know, mentally developed enough to fucking find adults attractive. I don't know. this guy sounds like he probably legit was like, I wanted to meet up with her, go to the park, have an ice cream, you know, and a peck on the cheek. And he probably meant it.
No.
Never.
No.
Okay.
No one sent you a picture at all.
No.
Fucking hell.
All I want is just to chat to her.
Okay.
And get to know them and be friendly. That was all. It wasn't... Yeah, I made a mistake. I put my hands up.
But that's a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, I know I made a lot of mistakes. I don't mean it in a harmful way.
So, from talking friendly, you then started talking wrongly.
Yeah, I started wrongly, and it was a genuine mistake.
Listen, it's a genuine mistake. Sometimes, I'm walking along in a park, and I go... someone goes, good morning. And I go, good morning. And she's like, lovely morning, isn't it? And I say, do you want to suck my anus? And I don't even mean it. That's my holiday ruined.
Yeah, but there was a lot of mistakes.
Yes, I made my mistakes.
I've got my dog. Oh, you've got a nice dog, sir. And I'm like, thanks very much. Can I shit on your face?
Why are you here today?
I was going to take her out for a drink.
Right.
Not like a pub drink. Yeah. It was just a normal coffee, something to eat, chat to them, just to get to know.
Why would you want to get to know a 14-year-old?
I wasn't going to, like, end up...
I'm not saying anything like that. Why
Why would you want to get to know a 14-year-old? I wasn't going to have sex with her.
Do you want to get to know a 14-year-old child? What would you have in common? 37-year-old man.
Reading ability.
But I wouldn't take her out. I wouldn't take her out like clubbing and all that. I would just take...
Do you know the song Bits and Pieces? That.
Anyway, we'll stop watching that before I get actually arrested. Let's move on to something a bit more wholesome. Now, this is probably more of an old school sort of, let me see. Please come up. Where is it? Oh, Jesus. Back to our old ways of listening to me type. And here we go. This is a wedding in the Lockshore Hotel. Now, let me just double check what that is, because I feel like I probably grew up quite close to that, if I'm not mistaken. Is it Carrick? No, I didn't, actually. Oh, wait a minute. Is that what that's called now? Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway.
Yeah.
That is a fucking real wedding. And the people are coming in. And I think it's, is it Tina Turner? Or what is it? Is it Simply the Best or something? So here we go. More Googling. Simply the Best UVF, it says there. Scundered. Hold on. Of course there's an ad. Fucking hell. Video will play after the ad. That's not what we signed up for.
Gee, can't even. Those shoes are on point.
Scundered. Sorry, 1 second, and we'll be right back with some sectarian banter. Yeah. So yeah, the Beyonce of the 80s. So anyway, these ones are like, I think that was it anyway. I'm not big in up on my fucking my loyalist songs. So these ones come into a function room in a fucking hotel, and that's playing. They do that bit where like they break up for the day. And then, you know, you come back in for the dinner and someone always does that thing where they play a bit of music and it is the fucking cringiest fucking thing of all time. They're like, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the... And then they come in and people usually play something funny and people come in like raving and all, and you literally want to take whatever the fucking fourth spoon across is and just go... and just pop your eyes out because it's fucking terrible and weddings are shit. Unless it's like Woodsy's wedding and you arrive way after everything's happened and just get blocked. Shout out to Woodsy. Congrats, bro. That's it. Fuck the Pope and the IRA. And like... and they come in and they've obviously been drinking all day and they're like, fuck it! And this is what happens when you don't leave your street. Do you know what I mean? Most people, if they have a wedding in this country, they will have a mixed group of friends. And even if you were absolutely sectarian as fuck, you'd probably go... I probably shouldn't say shit like that or have something on like that because, you know, I work with people and it was, you know, some people that I work with might see this and ruin my career and everything. But no, they went, here's a big good idea in front of everyone's ma and grannies and everything. And they come in like, fuck the Pope and the, yeah, I love you. I fucking love you, Tanya, but here's a crack. Fuck the Pope and the air. I want to say that the bridesmaids are looking lovely. Yes, they're looking lovely. And one more thing. Fuck the Pope and... I wonder, were they doing it all day? Do you know, I wonder, was this their fucking little bit of the bubbly? I wonder, was that their version of it? You know, they've been just entertaining them all day. Fucking their Instagram stories. They turn around and they're like, here. Sticky, what are you doing? He's like... fuck the Pope and the air. It takes a Jaeger bomb, fucking 10 to 10 in the morning. Fuck the Pope and... the granny said, congratulations, love. Fuck the Pope and the air. Isn't that right, Lillian? You're a bitch. Why is that bottle grey? Shout out to Spar for the water. Fuck the Pope and the ARA. We'll have a speeches now, if that's all right, no problem. And if you just very shortly, we'll be coming along with a soup and a wee bit of bread. Fuck the Pope and the ARA. Fuck the Pope and the ARA. You know what I mean? Unbelievable. So vague. Like, absolutely, fuck the Pope. You know what I mean? He's like the team leader of, you know, Team Pedo, but. Fuck yeah, or in the Pope. You know what I mean? It's so vague. You know what I mean? It's like if it was the other way around and people were like, you know, fuck the Queen and the UVF. That's probably like the equivalent the other way around. People would be like, so vague. You know what I mean? I don't think the Pope or the Queen would give a shit that you're in a hotel in Carrick. Slabbering about them in front of your mother-in-law. But people, and you know, I don't know, kids and all, fuck my arse. There's a photographer there. Do you know what I mean? Now, what song would you like to choose for your wedding video? Well, just as we come into the room, I would like that shot in about 60 frames per second, and we'll slow that down. It'll look real slick. And just over the top of that, let me have Fuck the Pope and the IRA. Over the top. Is there an actual studio version? Is there a single release? There is! Somebody the best UVF tribute. Quarter million hits, bro. Listen to this first comment. That girl is a great singer, in fairness. Absolutely brilliant. You know, if you take yourself out of it, you know what I mean? Like, you know, objectively, great voice, you know what I mean? Know what I mean? Brexit was voted by dumb pricks, and it's weakened the union and given the Irish the best chance of unification there's ever been. Blame the DUP. Oh man, it's kicking off here. Knee surrender to an army. That guy's tight. Is that like, knee surrender? Is there like full loyalists everywhere? Love the Northern Ireland from his shares of England. Love you, Ulster. This Englishman supports you. Fuck a Pope in the IRA, no in. Sounding well, Tina. No surrender. Rather be tax fiddler than a kiddie fiddler. What does that mean? What does it mean? Welcome to the hotel. You'll find some hors d'oeuvres over here. It's a wee bit of fucking... It's a wee bit of fucking mozzarella with a tomato on it. On a wee fucking cracker. Get wired in that. Get a glass of fucking champagne. It's Schlur with fucking Bacardi in it. And then make your way on in there to get your fucking cream of vegetable soup. And one more thing. Fuck a poop in there. You know what I mean? That's it, lad. Know what I mean? Bro. There's Paul Gascoigne singing Simply the Best. You can get Paul Gascoigne to sing anything. Look at Gaza. Just a fucking hollowed out mess. No harm to him. Poor bastard. Now... Where do you go from that? I've no idea. That's 37 minutes. That'll do me, wouldn't it? Fuck the Pope and the IRA, guys. It's just so inappropriate. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just like, at your wedding, like... Oh my God. Fair play. Fair play. I mean, if you absolutely just love that song, fucking tear away, man. But it is, it's kind of funny. You know what I mean? And, wait a minute, this looks like a fucking hardstyle remix. We'll really take a turn here. Let me see. Oh, what? This shuffling carry on. Not to bring the tone down, but she has quite the hole on her. Which is men all over, you know what I mean? Doesn't matter what's happening, what the circumstances are, what your views are, you know, what you're saying. Are you racist? Are you sectarian? Are you fucking everything? Doesn't matter. Because you got a sweet hole. You've practiced a lot on that shuffling jump style type shit. I don't know where to go from this, to be honest with you. I feel sad. I literally feel sad. We'll mix it up. I've been watching RuPaul's Drag Race. I say watching it. Maureen put it on and I just stood there with my face like this. You know what I mean? Because there's like a straight person on it. And I've seen people like crack up. You know, I can't even find the fucking thing, but there's one on it that's like a straight person. And everyone, I've just seen loads and loads of people cracking up about it online. This is not for the fucking straights. And anyway, I might actually tune into it. You know, and hold on. Yeah, I might tune into it just to see if there's any bad reactions. You know what I mean? But like, I don't know. Someone sent me messages. Is anyone into drag stuff? What do they think of a straight person doing drag? Do you know what I mean? I read a lot of people going like, fucking straight white man moving in on another fucking thing. But then there's plenty of fucking people who like cross-dress, if that's even a fucking term anymore. You know what I mean? Eddie Izzard walks around with lipstick on, and you know, the older you get, the worse it looks, to be honest. And, you know, but I'm pretty sure he's like straight, as in wants to bang women. So, who knows? Either way, it's a lot. It's a lot to deal with. Or is it in that world, do people celebrate? Fucking, listen, anything goes over here. It's diverse as shit. You know, get that duct tape out, strap that ball bag to your lower back, and let's fucking party. You know what I mean? Bro, I've been in every fucking gay club in Belfast numerous times. And you're just like, have you heard better music? Or were you only allowed to hear these 14 awful songs and that's all you've got behind the decks there? And that's where I'm homophobic. Against your music. It's like, even if you were into music and you're gay and you go to those clubs, you also have to kind of like all that shit too. You know? There's no like Swedish death metal like, fuck it, yeah! I love bats. I don't know what I'm trying to say. If you've got any opinions on that, send them to me. I'd like to hear them. I'm unqualified to speak about it. So, send me some shit. What else have been out this week? Oh yeah. So like, oh shit. Maureen had her baby shower on Sunday there. I was writing a wee fucking note there. Had a baby shower and we did a bunch of shit. Well, she did anyway. And all the lads went for lunch, you know, and she, all her friends came around and brought up a ton of, 60,000 nappies. You know, did I even get a question there? No. Fuck my ass. I'm going to have to talk the rest of this podcast. Jesus Christ, the night. Oh my God. If you see this and don't reply, you have to follow me. Fuck clean off. Shane. You dick. Someone sent me a message earlier and they were like, oh, this is you. Sketchy Series 1 Episode 2 YouTube 503 as you're seeing. Absolutely hilarious. Sketchy with Dermot Core, which is the show that whenever my sort of videos were breaking at the time, they were like, oh, you know, come and meet with us at Green Ink. And went in there and they were like, okay, we make the comedy in Northern Ireland. We make all the comedy. So just to let you know, if you want to do anything, you do it through us. There's no point in doing it through anyone else. And then they made Sketchy with Dermot Core, who was a stand-up at the time. And I believe he lives in London. I don't know what the fuck he does now. But they made a show with him. And, you know, he's a talented guy. But let's face it, it was BBC and I, so it was absolutely fucking merde. Which is French for shite. And, they basically were like, do you want to come down and we've got all these scenes and you want to write some shit? And they did a whole bunch of shit. And then I just went down and was in one sketch. just so that they could write on the Sky Guide, like, featuring Barry the Blender Henderson. And at the time, that was such hot shit that people were, like, tuning in. Where's this and all? And then it was basically just me, like, fucking, you know, eating noodles or some bullshit. It was such merde. Like, fucking BBC NI. What a pile of shit. Bro. Hold on 1 second. Did I send a text? Yeah, it's terrible. They've never made anything good. Never made anything good. Anyway, Maureen had her baby shower there, and yeah, all the lads went out, but yeah, she got a load of stuff, and she was like, "Thank God we didn't do any of those gross games." Because anytime there's like a fucking stag do or a hen party or something where there's like a lot of like the one, you know, gender together, if there is such a thing, it always descends into grossness, you know what I mean? It's almost like, you know, all the women are together, let's be all fucking scandalous, will we? Oh my God. You know, she was telling me there's games where people eat like fucking Nutella out of a goddamn nappy. You're like, what the fuck is going on with this humiliation? People, I hate that shit. That always turns into like madness, doesn't it? You know, like, let's fucking eat. I think that's for people who are no crack the rest of the time. I'm hashtag blessed with the people I hang around with, which means it requires absolutely nothing for it to be good crack. You know, you put the kettle on and you could fucking sit there and you'd be pissing yourself laughing. You know, you get a fucking carry out and you sit around a wee fucking chimney, like some wee fire on a fucking Sunday night, and it is absolutely hysterical. But I think people just, you know, a lot of people are born as shit, and then they get together and like, this is my one day off, Jesus, I'm going fucking ballistic. Let's eat fucking Nutella out of an oppie. You know, there's all these games where it's like, oh, I'm going to show you a load of faces, and you have this fucking, guess which one's an orgasm face and which one's a given birth face. You know, and then they do the reveal like, oh, it's an orgasm face, you know, and there's a cock inside this woman, and you're like, ah, granny loves that, doesn't she? Always has to just descend, and like, it's fucking, you know, we're all going, oh, it's a handy, we're all fucking, there's dicks everywhere attached to the dicks, you know, like, oh, we're mad about dick. Girls, you can get real dick from anyone you want, anytime you want, and it's all like, oh, I'm gonna dick strong, and then they'll be like, oh, there's a man attached to the dick. Do you know what? Act like there's not. Get all the dick you want. And people just do weird shit, you know? I've seen pictures of people, the saddest photos I've ever seen were like some Hindu, and they'd hired a naked fucking model for like a life model, and they did a life drawing class, and they're like, there is nothing fun about this other than this man's cock is out, and everyone's fucking laughing and all. And I'd say that dude doing that job 9 times out of 10 is getting sucked out straight after it, you know what I mean? Oh, I do this job, no decent pay, and I'll get fucking £120 for the session and all, and, you know, mate, I'll be honest, the money's decent, but I'm only in it to get sucked at. Sometimes if I'm in there and I get sucked at, I'll not even take a money, you know what I mean? You know, the fucking mother of the bride sucks me at. I'll take a wee fucking ham sandwich and get out of there after being sucked at. But these girls will stand there like with their fucking, that was the worst bit. They'd actually, by the way, their post-its, is that the biggest post-it you've ever seen? Fucking right, shout out to Tesco's and Spar. But like, they're like holding the wee photos of the worst drawings of ever of this guy's dick, because they're all fucking half-chinned, and they're just basically going, look at his dick. Now, the worst part about that is they probably do try and turn that into some sort of drawing session, where they're like, what sort of shading have you got around the ballocks? Listen, if we've done enough drawing, we're going to all suck him out. But then they just said this photo, and someone put it on Facebook, like, which obviously got flagged and taken down, and they're all just standing there nervously, and this guy is, like, no harm to the guy. It was like that fucking stripper program that was on about Northern Irish strippergrams and stuff the other week. Not, he's just a guy. Do you know what I mean? You're like, I would not be as confident as you are when you're just that guy with that male penis. That's it. Do you know what I mean? In no way in good shape. You know, in no way, like, remotely impressive cock. Just standing there like, what's crack? Draw my cock. where people do those weddings. The only thing, you know, like, you see those weddings where the people take the fucking garter thing off the woman, and you're like, this is absolutely fucking disgusting. All the grannies there, all the kids, and you're like reaching up her skirt, like, let me get that there. You're in for it later, you know what I mean? I'll be getting sucked. You'll be getting a little bit of the bubbly. Come. The only thing worse than that is if you, like, fucking put your hand up, grab it with your fuck, grab the thing with your teeth, and then just go, fuck the Pope and the ARA, you two Magners. People make me sick, bro. People make me fucking sick. They do. I've had enough. But on after the baby shower, first of all, we've bought a lot of shit. We need to go collect our pram, the fucking all black AMG model, fucking eye candy, whatever the fuck it is. You know, V8, whatever the fuck model with all the bits, of course. Do you know what I mean? Only the best for Maury. I mean, it was me. I picked it, to be honest. Woman was like, well, this one's exactly the same as this one, except it's £300 more and it's black. And I went, give me the black one. Give me the black one. Must be black. And I'm having a fucking nervous breakdown this week. I just can't get over the fact that there would be someone walking around that function room of that hotel with like a fucking platter with loads of wee bits of wheaten bread for the soup, you know? And that's just like, fuck a Pope on the air. And she's just like, there you go, sir. Enjoy your... We all finished here, folks? Fuck a Pope on the air. There you go. Anyway, we were shopping. We were in Mothercare or something at the end of last week. And we're looking at Moses baskets, which Maureen's mum works with. She works with a lot of fucking kids and she teaches classes for new mothers and all that shit. She's like, listen, you're not going to use a Moses basket. Honestly, it's people buy it and it sits there and you use it for about a week. You know, the baby won't even settle in it. And then by the time it does, it's too big. And there's no point in getting it. But then Maureen's like, I really want one. So we go out shopping. We're looking at them. I'm like taking sneaky photos. This is in Lisburn. Stroke. And we left and I text my sister. She lives in Lisburn. I was like, can you pick this up for me? So I had her go sneakily pick that up and she was coming to the baby shower. She left her car open. I stole the fucking Moses basket and made that up. And then I walked into the room and everyone's dishing out gifts and everything. And I carried it in and everyone's like, oh, isn't that adorable? Maureen goes, who the fuck? She didn't say who the fuck. She was like, who bought that? And I'm like, me, obviously. I was thinking, like, she's thinking, there's no way he would be smart enough to remember that I wanted one of these and actually try and make it happen. And I just settled down all embarrassed and went, all right, I'll just back out of the room now. I'll come back in briefly to steal these mint cream things, which are fucking unbelievable, and bye. But no, it was great. She got a ton of shit. I mean, me and Maureen do this thing. We're like, we got married, and you're like, yeah, we're getting married, doing all this shit, blah, 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 blah. And then you forget. You're like, oh, yeah, people just fucking are so generous and give you loads of shit. That always, we always forgot about that. Like, well, people just give you money, which feels weird as a fucking grown adult, but like, people just give you a load of shit. It's very strange. And the same with this, like, the amount of fucking stuff she got in that one afternoon was incredible. Literally enough nappies to fucking, I mean, I might start shitting on them just to fucking use them up, do you know? But that was good times. And then that night, we had the motor neuron disease fundraiser at the Limelight, which Kieran Bartlett organised because his dad suffered from that. And that is up there with the absolute worst fucking shit going. And he probably, I think he is fairly familiar with the association, MNDA, was it MNDA or something? Anyway, and he's like, it was like £4,500 or something. And he goes, for a wee association that size, that'll work wonders. So it was all good. Ton of comedians. I went on last, which, you know, you're like, normally that's like, someone's like, you're going to go on last. You're like, thank you. I appreciate that you think that highly of me. On a lineup of like 16 people, you're like, let me kind of go on the middle, because this is going to be a disaster. But it was the Limelight one, fully packed out, you know. Cheers to everyone who bought tickets. It was raised a lot of money. And then everybody went on and just murdered. And I'm standing at the side going, oh, I was tired when I got here. Now I'm shitting myself. And, you know, Kieran's running the fucking night. He disappeared. You know, I was going on last. I'm like, are you going to come on and say anything? Or am I just going to wrap this night up and be like, cheers, guys, for coming out. And it wasn't even my fucking night that I organized. But yeah, that went very well. And of course the internet kicked off because of the lack of diversity. Do you know what? I'm like a fucking broken record over here talking about this shit. People, it's like, if you're going to be the person who looks at a comedy lineup and goes, no females, you're a fucking idiot. Because you haven't thought beyond that point. You've just went, oh, I'm socially woke. And I notice there's no women on that. You know? So, I'm going to be like, no women. Even though it's all just mates that got, you know, are doing a gig for free. You're like, you're a fucking idiot at this point. Like, also, you're like, what do you want? A lot of these people, I think, would be stumped if you went, what would you like to happen? And they go, I'd like there to be more women on it. Would you? Why? To represent women in comedy. Right, well, there aren't a lot of them, if any, at this point, and I'm not even fucking joking. If you're out there, send me a message and a clip, and we'll see if we can get you into Laveries. Because that's how it works. It's not a fucking fifth-year formal. I don't come looking you. You present yourself to the person who runs the club, who, by the way, is a fucking woman. And if you're not good enough, it's got nothing to do with the fact that you're a woman, or the guy that is, or the person that's booking it is a fella, because it's not. It's Maureen runs the fucking club. You know what I mean? And if you die in your hole, you won't be back for a long time. Whether your hole is a hole or a dangly sausage. It drives me fucking insane. Hey, woke cunt, woke tard, what do you want? More women. Were you going to go to this gig? No. Well then, what the fuck do you, what are you talking about? Do you know what I mean? There's no, like, people don't own the rights to comedy in Belfast. You could start a fucking gig anywhere tomorrow, and if you wanted all women, you could find all the women and put them on. But I'll tell you something, there'll be no one at it. Because anyone that is good at fucking comedy of a certain level works at Laveries. Because it is a business and you have to do a certain job. You can't be given the job just because you're a fucking a girl or a whatever the fuck you are. And no one's going to come asking you because you're a girl. You can't sit at home and be like, well, that's a fucking boys club over there. No, it's not. It's a comedy club. And if you were a regular comedian, like the rest of these fucking cunts, you know, you'd be there, write material, you know, hanging out the back. It's not a fucking a toxic environment whatsoever. It's a bunch of fucking nerds half the time, talking shit. You know, it's intimidating. It's not. Do you know what I mean? No one asks me to gig there. That's not how it works. Do you know what I mean? It's like getting pissed off for a job you didn't apply for. Tesco's haven't come looking for me for this job. Did you apply? No, but I didn't know. I noticed that there wasn't a lot of fucking girls there. So they should be out looking for girls. Absolutely eat my ass. And of course, you do a fundraiser. We did a cancer fundraiser. No diversity. You're like, are you making a difference at all by doing that with your fucking pride flag behind you? You know? Not a lot of women. Are you into comedy? No. Fuck clean off then. This one, no women. And then there was a gig, there was like a fucking gig, what was it, fucking rally for choice? I don't know what the fuck it was. Something for choice anyway. And it was an all women lineup. And then all of a sudden it got competitive. Go to the fellas one, then come to ours and see who's funnier. And I'll tell you right now who's funnier. The fucking professional comedians. That's who's gonna be funnier. All right. Can we please give this fucking £4,500 to charity? Please. That fucking patriarchy, bro. Swear to God. think you want to rip your dick off and eat it. Unbelievable. But it was a great time, okay? Shout out to Kieran Bartlett for organising it. But oh my god, people are just the fucking dregs of society. And I've had that from word go. I made a video for Make-A-Wish. And they're like, you gotta change that. And I'm like, why? And they're like, well, there's... We don't like the fucking... the way... some of the language and stuff. And I'm like, listen, I have less than 24 hours to get as many people as I can to Boojum. Because they're given all the proceeds to Make-A-Wish. Now, can I put this up? And it gets a lot of hits. And then it disappears tomorrow. And we pretend like it never happened. And there's a queue down the fucking road for a breakfast burrito. Can we get over that for 1 second? No, you have to change the language. Fucking eat my ass twice. I'm out of here. Put some fucking media, put some guac on the side. It's extra. Did, you know, took all the fucking branding out of it. Put it up anyway. 180,000 hits overnight. And you're like, you turned down free fucking coverage there. Where does it... Unbelievable. I literally did it in the middle of stand-up. I was like, we're not selling fucking porn DVDs for Make-A-Wish here. You know, it's like, it's just raising money the way that we would normally do stuff. Drives me fucking nuts. People are shit, okay? Shout out to the Dead On Mafia. Let's start kneecapping people with fucking rubber hammers, all right? Fucking unbelievable. Went to see the Joker, and I'll finish on this. Went to see the Joker, and it was disturbingly accurate when it comes to the type of fucking mentalist that does stand up. Of course he's a fucking maniac, you know. Oh, I was brought into the world to make people laugh. And all this shit, gets on stage, eats cock the way everybody does when they do stand up for the first time. And it's not the same. Fucking 80% of people who want to do stand up are like that. I've seen lots of dudes get into it because there's some fucking void in their life, and then they spiral out of control and they're fucking, you know, they've got other fucking substance problems and shit. I've seen girls who got into it and just talked about being a complete fucking slut on stage. Then they meet somebody and then they fucking quit stand up. It's almost like something's missing, and then they get it, and then they realize stand up wasn't for them because all they were doing was trying to get fucking attention. Then you have a small percentage of people who like comedy, care about it, and want to be a good fucking entertainer. Instead of going, man, is the world ready for my truth bombs? See if you're that cunt. Fuck clean off. You know? And there's probably people who are out, you know, if there are any fucking bitter comedians out there, like, I don't get gigs in there and all. It's a simple process. You gotta be in it. You gotta be in it to win it. You can't be like, you know, you're not special. You do it the way everyone else does it, which is like, work on it. It's an actual fucking craft. Like, honestly, 80% of people are the fucking Joker in that movie. You know, with their fucking crazy book. Like, remain, keep eye contact, remember to smile. This is stand-up, right? First of all, probably something wrong with you anyway. Even the normal ones, you know what I mean? You might look at fucking me or Mickey or Shane or Aaron and be like, oh, they're really normal. And then you dig a wee bit deeper and you're like, lunatic. But keeps it together slightly, you know? A lot of fucking impulse problems, a lot of issues going on, anxiety, low self-esteem, all that sort of shit. You know, you got to win it back by being funny. But then you actually fall in love with, like, the craft of it, and you care about it, and you write a lot, and you try material for the first time, and it dies in its hole, and you rewrite, and it's such a process. But you wouldn't be in it unless you actually cared about it. But there's people get up there, and they're literally like, man, fuck the Pope and the IRA. And then they come off stage and like fist bumping everybody. Bro, killed it. Killed it, bro. Can't deal with the truth bombs. They didn't laugh at all, but they can't deal with the truth bombs. So that's the way it is. And honestly, there are very few. This is just the way it is. There are very few females around who are like that. Who are just like, oh, one of the guys. And I say one of the guys as in like, not a fella, but like one of the regular comedians who are like, oh man, of this new bit, what do you think about this? Cool, I'm just going to fucking write that and I'm going to go try it. Oh man, died in my hole a wee bit. No man, you did fucking good and I'll get them next time. Turn up, you watch gigs, you research, you drink it all in. People aren't doing that. Do you know what I mean? I'm not seeing any. There are literally no female acts doing that right now. I know of a very small handful. Most of them don't live here. It's getting out of control. I don't know. It's fucked. But the Joker was... Nah. I mean... I didn't love it. And see all these people like, it's so dark. People walked out of the thing. By the way, every cunt that watched it, you know, they would put up a picture of the Joker. And there would be this goddamn fucking 20 paragraph essay on what they thought of the movie. Well, it's quite a statement. And, you know, Todd Phillips, is that his name? Todd Phillips, really fucking, you know, the juxtaposition between this and this and all, bloody blah, and representative of the loner society and the incel community. You're like, it's all right. Like, it's very fucking on the nose, wasn't it? At the end, he's like, this is what happens when a fucking, you know, a loner is fucking bullied or whatever. I can't remember the line, paraphrasing. And he shoots De Niro in the head. But it was okay, like. It wasn't cool. It was shit. It looked great in certain parts, but it was just like, this is not a fucking enjoyable movie. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the Heath Ledger one was a bit creepy, but kind of badass. Evil and whatever. And you're like, this Joker guy is just fucked up. Just a fucking psycho. And it's not cool. It's just not a cool movie. You know what I mean? You want to see some cool shit when you watch these movies. Not an actual fucking weirdo. Joaquin Phoenix, he's good in it, for sure. But I don't know, I didn't give a fuck at all. Didn't give a shit after it. Just watched it and walked out and was like, well, that happened. Went home, watched Peaky Blinders. Which is also equally underwhelming. But you know what I mean? You get into things and fucking... All right, Polly. All that shit, fucking hell. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'll check one more time for questions. And then we'll get the fuck out of here, okay? Because also my throat is so... Oh, well, of course! Of course 20,000 questions. Whatever happened to the Blender send-off video with Shane? Did the snap foam roller put an end to it? Can't wait to see you in Manchester next week. Enjoy the city if you're staying for a bit. Some great places to munch and scoop. Munch and scoop! yeah, I need to refocus slightly on that. I've ordered another camera because we're really trying to make this an in-house production. So, yeah, I'm going to fucking get a look at that tomorrow. I have a lot of stuff filmed already, but I might pick up on it and just get it done because I'm, you know what I mean? I'm fucking 33 in October. I'm not going to be putting on bandanas and talking like a fucking gimp anymore. It's stand-up and podcasts, and that's it, bitch. So I should do that. How much shit did you get for your toxic male-only fundraiser, you thoughtless bastards? I know, man. People just don't see what it is. All those lads are friendly. You know what I mean? They're all mates. And they thought it would be a good idea. In fact, most of that is done so that the lads can just fuck about. And, you know, because everyone gigs in different places. So half of the reason it's booked is that the lads can just all be out for a night and talking shit. And it's hilarious, like. And, but it just, you know, I know I do a fair amount of fucking generalization, but it's just for comedy effect. But like, you know, when you get into these things, you're like, these aren't just single, white, privileged fucking males. These are like fucking, you know, someone disabled, like Willie fucking, what has he got? Something wrong with his fucking stupid arm anyway. You know, still playing for, what was he playing for? Fucking Paralympic football team or something. He's basically got a dodgy wrist. Just skinning people all left, right and centre. But that, you know what I mean? People have fucking kids with learning difficulties. People are fucking dealing with a load of shit. You know, literally, Kieran's fucking dad was ill and died from that fucking disease. People are dads. People are fucking, you know what I mean? Like, people think it's this fucking lads club where it's like, you know, like, I know it sounds like boo-hoo. You know, we had a fucking baby shower that day, and I drove up and down for fucking 3 hours to do a 10-minute set. Do you know what I mean? These are not the fucking evil white males that you think they are. They're fucking regular dudes, like, with fucking families and all the other fucking issues, putting a night on so they can hang about together, and then some. There was fucking $4,500, mate. Fuck is wrong with people, like?
Go to the girls' one, see who's funnier.
Probably the guys filling arenas and giant fucking venues. Eat my fucking ring. This is the guy tripping up a wee fellow with a hammer. All right. Would you consider doing some content-specific merch again? Would love a Milker's tea or a Vulcan Pete. I might actually, I'll look into it because I'm getting a fucking giant merch thing done very soon. So I'll look into that. I will look into that. Any recommendations of where does the best black pudding? Heard you mention it a few times on the show. People need more awareness of black pudding. Yes, they do. Recently tried my panda pudding, white and black, and nearly blew a load before I could reach for my trusty Umbro sock. Oh, Brian. You dirty cunt. I've never understood that coming in a sock. I can't imagine what it would feel like to slide your dick into a sock, first of all. Black pudding. I don't know. There's a few things I mentioned briefly in passing, and people are like, no, that's you forever now, bro. Black pudding. Am I a fan? Certainly. I mean, the best one's that Clonakilty one, and that's just a fact. Everything else tastes like waxy shit. Although I was driving through, I was doing a gig in, what do you call it? Fucking Ardoyne Theatre in Enniskillen, and there was a sign for a black pudding festival, and I was like, how did I miss this? Fuck. Have you seen Joker yet? If so, or even if not, what comedian on the circuit or the squad is the closest to going off the deep end and turning into a complete maniac? Mickey? You know, I've seen a pic. There's a bit in the movie where there's this giant, you see it a few times, there's a giant staircase in whatever city it is. And it looks like a staircase that's like in Cowgate in fucking Edinburgh. And he's like dancing down the steps and all. And I'm like, yep, that's Mickey at the Fringe. Full of powder. Do you ever think you could get to a level where you can be doing stand-up regularly in places such as the USA and get a special on Netflix because you're funnier than most of the shitty comedians nowadays? Get a special on Netflix. Fucking right. No, that's the plan. You know what I mean? You know, we're doing the fucking two nights in the Odyssey. Hopefully the second one sells out soon. And I'm near... What is it in my mouth? Yeah. And I'm nearly fucking... I'm just like, I want to go other places, you know, the crowds are growing anywhere I go now, and I just want to keep building on that to the point where I can just move all about. There'll be serious work put into filming and distributing material as well, so yeah, hopefully something catches on. What's this here? Skipped, oh, I can't even click on that. Look Alone Music sent me a thing, I can't click on that, mate. What's your favourite Christmas film? It has to be Home Alone or Grinch, probably. Who's your favourite celebrity chef's cooking shows? Matty Matheson and Action Bronson are up there for me. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Matty Matheson. However, Action Bronson isn't really a fucking cook. Well, he was, like, but I mean, if it's actual cooking you're looking for. I gotta say, like, and I think they took it off Netflix, but nothing fucks with Anthony Bourdain, like. Even though he's not doing that much cooking, but just as a travel show and a show about food, that's the fucking best one, like. By a mile. What happened there? Oh shit, sorry, clicking the wrong thing. What am I...
Hi.
Pod question, thoughts on this? And someone has sent me a clip of Paddy Raff's...
Hi, dude, Nigel here. Please leave your name and post.
I mean, here's what I'm more pissed off about. The fact that the same guy shot my promo video. And it's hard to make it look not the same. Even though that's quite an elaborate one. But I feel like they got the hang of their fucking kit by the time they get around to Paddy's video. Disgraceful. What do I think of it? I mean, what can you say?
I thought we said...
Fair play to him. Two nights. I mean, if he sells out before I do, I'll be fucking...
Hot and raging.
I mean, it's great. I mean, you would much rather have comedians from here filling out that fucking arena than, like, just a bunch of assholes going for like once a year to see fucking Mickey Flanagan or something. Not that like Mickey Flanagan's class, but do you know what I mean? If you're gonna go, what's this? That's me doing stand up. Yeah, no, fucking fair play to you, man. What is there to say? You put the gig on, thousands of people buy tickets. Game over. Did you see the Game Changers movie? Not yet. I might check that out. The funny thing about Paddy Raff is, and I don't know whether he has any interest in it whatsoever or not, is that he's bypassed completely doing any comedy on the local scene. I know he does his own shows, but like, you know, I've met him a couple of times, signed, but there'd be no fucking hanging about with him, or you wouldn't see him about, like, so he's kind of skipped out on that. But sure, what can you do? Like, you would skip on it yourself if you could play big venues instead of fucking hanging about with us cunts. Would you be interested in coming on my podcast in a few months to talk about mental health and the effects on young people? I mean, I don't know who that is. Jared McLarnon Music. Is that who runs that thing? I'll tell you something, Jared. I am absolutely in no way qualified to talk about mental health. But I would do it. What about a world tour live podcast like what the two Johnnies are doing? That's another note I need to make. I'm supposed to be on their podcast. Well, they're obviously fucking killing it. They're huge. Like, problem is, I like to do live podcasts for the crack as a bit of a supplement to stand-up. Stand-up's by far the most fun. So if I'm going to travel to somewhere, I would rather do my stand-up set and like try and be as funny as possible than your take. A live podcast is a wee bit indulgent because a lot of the time you're kind of taking a risk whether or not it's going to be funny or not. If it is a comedy podcast that you do, if you do something else, then people are like a blind boy. People are probably happy enough to sit there and listen to him talk to some guy who's, you know, works for a fucking rape crisis center or some shit. But if it's me, people probably want to laugh. So it's kind of like, I'll just do the stand up because then you're getting guaranteed entertainment and laughs. But yeah, next year I'm definitely going to try and branch out and do a lot more international gigs as a stand up. Do you know what I'm saying? So we'll look into that, but I must get back to the two Johnnies because I'm supposed to be on their podcast, which would have been handy before I did Dublin, but sure, we'll figure that out. We'll cross that bridge when we fucking get to it. Great stuff. I'm going to get the fuck out of here. On a side note, there are no sponsors on this podcast yet. There will be one probably after Christmas, which will be my own company sponsoring it. Because who can you sack? But it is supported by Patreon. It goes into buying mics and stuff. There's literally a new mic over there so that we can both get the same sort of sound quality when I have a guest on. That was paid for by Patreon. So thank you very much to everyone who signed up. There has been a bit of a surge recently because I threatened to put live podcasts on Patreon exclusively. And I was just waiting to get the footage back. I have the footage now. So tomorrow I'll probably put that up. I'll put it on Patreon and it'll have a little lock on it. And basically, unless you're donating to the Patreon, you don't get to see it. And I'll maybe put a clip up as a bit of a teaser. But there has to be something that's exclusive to the people who are donating. If you don't donate, you still get the podcast. But if you do, you'll get some extra shit. And it'll be up, hopefully, tomorrow. As I vomit in my mouth. So yeah, if you want to donate to the podcast, patreon.com/genderbanderpodcast. It all goes back in. It all goes back into the system. You know, next time you watch this, there may be a two-camera setup, and I'll be able to fucking look between them. You know, and new mics and shit like that. So, yeah, we're always trying to move forward with just improving the quality. And that's it. So thank you to everyone who signed up. We'll have extra content for you ready tomorrow. All being well. So that's it, guys. Once again, we've got Lavery's Comedy Club next week. It's the first and third Wednesday of every month. The run next week is literally Liverpool, Hot Water Comedy Club. That's on the Monday, 14th. 15th is Manchester, back home for Lavery's. And then we're Antrim and the Braid. And if you want to go to the show in the Braid, there's literally fucking probably less than 40 tickets left. So get on it, and I'm going to fucking come through that town like a fucking hurricane. Hurricane fucking Lorenzo or whatever that fucking asshole was called. But that's it, guys. Get yourself a ticket for the second Odyssey show. I had a meeting today about production for that. It's going to be nice. And also the plans for next year, bro. Fucking Jesus Christ. We're doing shit that comedians just don't do. You know what I mean? Some rock star shit. Okay. But that's it, guys. See you next week. And fuck the Pope. And the IRA, guys. All right. Shout out to the Dead All Mafia. Keep her lit. Somebody the best.